Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip for Friday, the 1st of February. January gone already. Wow. Okay, once again, no horse today, I'm afraid. I'm not just going to have a bet for the sake of it. The weather is decimating racing over this last few days and probably going to continue for another week or so, looking at the forecasts. There was a few horses that had check boxes next to them today that I just couldn't tick, so I'm not just going to force it for the sake of putting a bet on this podcast. It's all about making money, and yesterday that one did trade in. It's one of those things, but I need to have every criteria my end checked. I know that some people have sort of come from Twitter and are used to punting non-stop, but that is not at all what I'm about. So there is no horse today. I'll go through the same routine tomorrow and have a look, and there may be or there may be not, but I assure you, as soon as I have a trade, it will be on here. The golfers have started positively. Hoonah on 5 under, Putnam 2 under. I did post a response on Twitter this morning. No trading yet for me. It's a 4-day event, plenty of time to go, and I'm looking to trade these hopefully at decent money and make some nice profit. So I will keep a watching brief probably to the end of play tonight, unless one of them storms into the lead or something. But I'll keep a watching brief on that for the minute and have a look, and I'll report back again tomorrow morning. Football, having a few little bets this evening, so let's get to those. I am backing Kilmarnock at home, and that is a backing them with a view to trading if they take the lead. In the same game after 20 minutes, if it is nil-nil, I will be backing over 1.5 goals. Again, dripping it in from 20 minutes through to sort of 30, 35 minutes in three stages, and I will remove liability when a goal goes in. And that game kicks off at 19:45, at 7:45. And in Turkey, if it is nil-nil in the Fenerbahçe game after 25 minutes, I will be looking to back a first half goal. So backing over 0.5 first half goals after 25 minutes at Fenerbahçe versus Göztepe if it's nil-nil. And again, dripping that in over sort of a 10 minute, between 25 and 35 minutes. So get quite a nice price on that. Of course, you could lay unders as well, which is the same bet. So there's no horse. The golfers we're going to leave. I'm backing Kilmarnock at home. Home win with a view to trade it if they take the lead. I will be backing the over 1.5 goals at Kilmarnock if it's nil-nil after 20 minutes, and I will be backing over 0.5 first half goals at Fenerbahçe if it is nil-nil after 25 minutes. With the Kilmarnock trade, what I will do initially is remove my liability if they take the lead, and then obviously if they can go two up or whatever, I'll green it up a bit more across the board, but I will leave more money favouring the Kilmarnock win. Okay, so that's the trades. For those of you who want to get off, I'll just go into a little bit more detail for some people. Okay, Kilmarnock, they're coming off, they're 6 on the spin at home. They've been a big challenge to Celtic and Rangers this year. I think as the season goes on, Celtic were obviously going to grind the teams down, but they have won 6 on the spin. In good form, Clark's done a good job turning them around. Playing Hearts, who've lost 4 out of 6 away, haven't been great. The only win they had was Hibs, who've got their own troubles. In those losses, they've had a couple of pastings, 5-0 to Celtic, which fair enough, anybody can do, but I think they also lost 5-0 to Livingston in that run. Letting in goals, and I just think Kilmarnock are the wrong price again tonight. They're 2.44, 2.446. It's just too big for the form they're in. So I think Kilmarnock hopefully will give us a nice trade there. Exactly the same, the 1.5 goals with the XGs I've got and the figures I've got. This should be lower. So again, I'm just going to give it that 20 minutes and go in and get a nicer price if it's still nil-nil. Happy to not have the bet if a goal goes in early. And Fenerbahçe Göztepe, again, I've got a slightly better price for over 0.5 goals. So again, I'm going to leave that and wait. I came up about 1.25. It's 1.34 at the minute. Very weak market, but it's certainly not going to go down to 1.25. So I will be looking to cash in on a first half goal, hopefully later on at quite a nice price, I would think. If we can get in at sort of 30, 35 minutes in particular, and there hasn't been a goal, then should see quite a nice price. So fairly low risk stuff today, nothing major to get too tangled in. And as I say, I'll keep an eye on the golf, and I'll be back tomorrow morning early, and there'll be probably quite a bit for tomorrow. We have got the mention of Southend from yesterday. If people haven't backed them yet, I'll be having a look through all that lower league stuff again now the markets have settled down. So I'll have all that in the morning. Hopefully we'll have a horse if the racing's going ahead. I think there was already one meeting having an inspection or looking to be called off. But I will go through all that in the morning for you, and there'll be a podcast up a little bit earlier tomorrow for you. So have a good day today, and I'll be back in the morning.